He said, I am the bread of life. Wonder what he meant by that. I wonder, where did I put my... Does anybody want to tell me, adults now, grown-ups, what do you think Jesus meant by this? Anybody want to put their hand up and tell me as I come round? Josh, okay? What did Jesus mean when he said, I'm the bread of life?
The bread of life makes the life when Jesus died, he's broken his body.
Yeah, he broke his body. Yes, his body was broken. And and
then, when the body is still there, the body has gone, then Jesus says, it takes years of bread, we call it the bread of his life, his body.
Okay, like in communion, when we take communion, we share the bread, don't we? Because it's a picture of Jesus giving his body for us to give us life. That's right. Anybody else want to add anything? I am the bread of life. Oh, you're all very quiet. You're going to let the children do all the work. Steve, thank you.
It's because we can't do without him.
Absolutely. We can't do without him. That's an excellent answer. Anything else? Anybody want to add anything to that? You can see the terror in your faces as I come around with this. Okay, well, that's right. We can't do without him. Just as bread or, you know, basic food. And in Jesus' day, bread was the most basic food. Just as that gives you what you need for physical life, Jesus gives us what we need for spiritual life, for the life we were made to live. We were made to live as friends with God, to enjoy life with him, to be in a relationship with him, we say. Jesus came and he lived and he died and he rose again to forgive our sins, to remove the things that were between us and God, the bad things that we'd done, to bring his love and his acceptance into our lives so we can know that, to give us strength, to nourish us day by day, to give us strength to live the way he wants us to live, like eating bread. And then also, just as Jesus died and rose again and he had victory over death, so he gives to all those who follow him that same victory over death. So we needn't fear. We may die physically, but Jesus will raise us up again. He is the bread of life to all who believe in him, all who trust him, all who follow him. He is the bread of life. We cannot live properly as we are meant to live without him.
So, this is all very interesting. Jesus said this also. He said, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat, a grain of wheat, falls to the ground. Oh, I don't know, I'm turned on, am I, Philip? Sorry. Beg your pardon.
So, Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat, a kernel of wheat, falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds. He's talking about himself. He's talking about his own life, that he allowed himself to be buried in the earth when he died and went into the grave. Because he did that, there was a harvest of life, because he's the bread of life, harvest of life for all who believe in him, that grow up from his death. That's amazing, isn't it? That God could bring life through his death. But here's the amazing thing. Through his suffering and death too, through all the cutting down and the beating and the being ground and all the rest of it, like the bread, like the grain and the dough and so forth. That's what, a bit like the suffering and the hardship that Jesus went through. God could bring life out of that. That's amazing. Isn't God amazing that he could do that? Now, here's the thing. That same principle can actually be at work in our lives too. That is also amazing. Paul said this, the Apostle Paul. He and Barnabas went around strengthening the disciples, encouraging to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. That's true. We shouldn't expect, as followers of Jesus, and I hope many of us here, if not all of us here, are followers of Jesus. We put our trust in Jesus, we follow him. We shouldn't expect life to be easy when we do that. We should expect there to be tough times, hard times. And I know a lot of you people here are experiencing that. I know you are. But this is the amazing thing. God can use that. Paul also said, he said to the Corinthians, he's talking about his own, the way he preached Christ all across the known world. He said, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. He struggled. He had hard times. He, like Jesus, he knew what it was to be beaten and to be buffeted and to be kneaded like that dough was, like the dough is. And yet he knew that as he preached about Jesus, that's what he should expect, because his life was like a picture of the message of Jesus. And in that way, God would use his preaching to bring life to other people. That's amazing. God can use the tough times in our lives to bring good things, to bring life to us and to others in all kinds of ways. This is the truth about life, isn't it? Life is wonderful. Life is full of many, many good things. Life is full of many blessings. Look at the blue sky today and the lovely trees. Wouldn't you just love to be out on those? If you were not here, which is far better, wouldn't you just love to be out walking on the hills this morning? It's gorgeous. And life is full of many, many good things. But life can be hard, can't it? Life is often tough. And it's a struggle. But here's the thing. God can use that. God can be at work through that. You know, sometimes we feel like that grain of wheat that we've been buried in the earth in an obscure place and nobody really cares about us. Sometimes we feel like the wheat that's grown up, we've been cut down by something that's happened in our life. And when we were in our prime, we were cut down. Or maybe we feel that life is just grinding us between the grindstones, like the grain producing, the wheat producing the flour. Or maybe we feel that we're just being buffeted and pushed and punched by all sides, like the dough being kneaded. Or maybe we feel we're being put into a hot oven of fiery trials, tough times, just like that dough going into the oven. Here's the thing. God can be at work through all of that. He can, as we look to him and trust in him. You know, and sometimes he, by those ways, he actually builds up our faith. You know, when the when they sent the first astronauts up into space, they found that when they came back to Earth again, that often their muscles had got a bit flabby. They'd lost tone in their muscles. Why was that? It's because up in space, there's very little, much less gravitational pull. And so doing things in space doesn't take as much work. It's easy to lift things and push things in space because there's no gravity or very little gravity. And so their muscles weren't doing the usual work, so they lost their tone. And so what they did, they designed special suits that would give resistance. They had inbuilt resistance so that when they were doing all the work they did in space, there was actually pressure on their muscles so that their muscles were doing work so that they remained toned. Now, in the same way, sometimes God allows tough times, bad things to happen to us in order to build up our faith muscles. Because here's the truth, and I think you know this is true in your heart. When things are going well, when things are easy, we tend to forget about God, don't we? It's when it's tough that we remember to look up and cry out to him for help. And we depend on him in the tough times. So God can use those tough times for a good thing, to build up our faith muscles. Sometimes he uses them to show how strong he is. This is the theologically known as the tea bag principle, I believe. Christians are like tea bags. You do not know how strong they are until they are in hot water. That's the truth. Well, I don't know about how strong we are, because we can be pretty weak and feeble, but you don't know how strong our God is until we're in hot water. that's the truth, until we're in trouble. That proves how strong God is. And sometimes God uses those times to teach us about himself, or even to teach others as they look on about himself. Do you remember when Jesus went into the boat with his disciples? And I was going to use some of these things if I can get to them. I don't want to destroy the display, but you know, you had a few disciples in the boat with Jesus. There was Peter, James, John. I won't do all of them. There was, of course, Judas. Judas is a carrot. And they're in the boat, in the storm. They were in the storm, and Jesus was sleeping in the bow, and he got up and he stilled the storm. Do you remember that story? Now, have you ever thought, why did Jesus? Wouldn't it have just been a lot easier if Jesus had just said, guys, let's not go out today. I know it's going to be a bit rough. We'll stay at home. Wouldn't that be much easier? But he didn't. He allowed them to go into the storm. Why? Because he wanted them to see his power to still the storm. And sometimes God leads us, allows us to go into the storms of life so that we can see more of his power, his greatness, his awesome nature. Or other people can see it as they look on us. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? That God can do that even in the bad situations. He's so amazing. He can bring out his, he can do work in those bad situations. You know, somebody said this, in Christ, every death is followed by a resurrection, by a raising to life. In Christ, every death is followed by a resurrection. That's a good thing to remember. Some of the things in your life that look like death, that are not good, in Christ, God, as we trust in him, can bring a resurrection. So I don't know how you feel about your life. Maybe you do feel that you're like that seed being buried in obscurity. Or your hope feels cut off. Maybe you feel cut down in some way, like the stalk of wheat. Maybe you just feel that life is like two grindstones in the mill, and you're between it, getting crushed. Maybe you feel that you're like that dough getting punched and kneaded, bashed. Maybe you feel you're like the dough going into the oven, the hot, fiery trial. These things can be all sorts of things, can't they? They can be just the disappointments of life. They can be the sadnesses. Perhaps we lose somebody close to us. Maybe we're trying to do good to a particular person and they just take it for granted, or they even are hostile to us. Or maybe just bad things have happened to us, illness or whatever. These things can be like that. Here's the thing. As you trust in Jesus, as you hold on to him with faith, as you look up to him and cry out in prayer, then he can hold you up. He can carry you through. He can strengthen you. He can sustain you. Do you know why? Because he is the bread of life. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for Jesus. He is everything to us, and those who've come to know him, we love him, and yet we know he loves us and you love us so much more. Thank you, Lord, for what he went through in order to be the bread of life for us. And thank you that he continues, as we put our trust in him, he continues to feed us and uphold us and nourish us and sustain us day by day. I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray for me, Lord, that you'll help us to look up and hold on in faith, even when we feel so ground and buffeted and cut down and all the rest of it. Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to call out in prayer. I pray that you'll build up our faith muscles. Pray you'll teach us more about who you are. I pray you'll help others to see your treasure in our cracked clay jar as they look on. Do this to your glory, Lord, and for our blessing, in Jesus' name.